we all know that in terms of children, that there's for young families which children, there's a considerable financial demand on them in terms of caring for them, clothing, feeding them, looking after them, and educating them. And the people that we work with are all too aware of that. It's something that Vincent de Paul branches right throughout the county would regularly face, particularly around this time of year, which back to school costs for children. And it's something that's very important that we attend to as a country. And I know that the government have, the Taoiseach has done some work on putting forward a child poverty reduction plan for the next few years about reducing child poverty, because it's something that affects people's chances in life and affects their prospects of doing well, of developing themselves, and in turn contributing back to society. So these high numbers availing of these schemes indicate, I suppose, the demands on families, demands which are very costly demands on families, particularly at a time when we have the cost of living crisis, which has really made it difficult for many, many families, many people throughout the country.
And of course, we're seeing that increase today, a 90% increase in the number of children who benefited from a national childcare scheme within the first 6 months of this year compared to last year. I suppose that really serves to illustrate the effect that, I suppose, inflation and the cost of living crisis is having on families.
Yes, it does. And it is to be welcomed, the support that the government has given in that. It's helped many families and helped mitigate the effects of a lot of the difficulties. But we in society believe that there is more that can be done. And indeed, in the government's own strategy on this, there's a recognition of this, particularly around income supports for families. We've been calling in our submission for the budget that there's an increase in the core social welfare payments, and particularly payments to for children in those situations, that the qualified child allowance that goes with these social welfare payments be increased. But there are other payments that need to be increased, fuel allowance, there's things that can be done in terms of the schools. The free books in primary schools, it has been a very, very positive step. It's something that people in our branches have commented on, but it needs to be extended into secondary education. And we also need to see an end to voluntary contributions, which place a very considerable burden on many, many families throughout the county.
Just in relation to this government scheme, we know that in August of last year, the age eligibility was extended to children under 15, where it was previously children under 3 that were eligible to avail of the scheme. Do you think that's a positive development? And is there an argument to be made that that should be extended further? We know that while teenagers feel like adults, I suppose, later in their teens, they're still very much dependent on their parents, and that places a financial burden on them.
Yes, it has been a very positive step, and it's something that our volunteers would encounter with people that we support who maybe are trying to hold down a job, maybe trying to get an education course, and childcare for them is vital so that they can help themselves improve their situation, both for themselves and for their families. So yes, that scheme is very welcome, and it's important, obviously, that it be rolled out and that people be able to access that through providers, and that there are providers there for them to access these schemes, because it's very important to help people in their own work lives and in terms of their own educational achievements and development. So yes, we're happy that this scheme is there, and we would like to see it developed. And I think that the minister in his statement today is hinting towards some developments in the scheme in the budget.
Finally, Dennis, going forward, are there any particular supports that you'd like introduced?
I suppose in terms of the supports we have laid out in our proposals for the budget, that you know, obviously I've mentioned them there around the qualified child allowance that would go with social welfare payments, the more support for in terms of the free books being extended to second level education, and to also provide for children in school, support for them, that children that may come from families that are disadvantaged economically, help them to fully participate in school. These are very important things so that they can get the full benefit out of their education and give, and in turn, give that back to society. Can I just say to anybody listening that may be experiencing any difficulty around these issues with the cost of living crisis, with school costs, with supporting their family at what is a very, very difficult time, not to be afraid to come forward to us. You will receive a sympathetic, confidential hearing from our volunteers right throughout the county. And you can contact us through our svp.ie website. That'll give you the various contact options, and some of our volunteers will make contact with you and discuss your situation and see what we can do to support you at what can be a difficult time.